What's up, guys? TripDriver101.com. I'm in the truck again, guys. So, again, I'm using my phone, so the sound won't be that great. We're going to see how it sounds without the microphone, since I really wasn't satisfied with the microphone sound. Truck Driver 101, Big Ken. What we are going to talk about today is snowflakes. This is a Break 1-9, and a Break 1-9, I talk about whatever the fuck I want to. So, in this one, we're going to talk about the fact that I was listening to a bunch of literally Ivy League, highly educated gentlemen, suburbanites, talk about how young people today are snowflakes. I have a lot of problems with this shit. The first problem I have is that I have watched millennials go into downtowns all across the United States of America where their parents were too scared to go. You know what I'm talking about. I see them black suburban kids. I see white suburban kids. I see mixed suburban kids. I see tons and tons of suburban hippie-ass kids. These fucking millennials come down, stay in the city, and do it without a gun, without a bunch of cops around, without any protection, and build up businesses. I think it's sad right now in the city of Detroit that all these rich guys have now come in and basically say, oh, we're going to take this from you, pretty much. And the prices of their business taxes and everything are going up in Detroit. So basically, they're going to push out all the little young people who started all these businesses and started the rebuilding of downtown Detroit when nobody gave a shit. And those are millennials. Millennials are not snowflakes. Some of them, they have done more shit for this country than many other generations. They just get no props for it, right? They were the first ones to at least almost elect a female fucking president. They almost elected one. They elected a black president. They rebuilt many downtown areas. They've done more in their generation than other people did in their generation. No, they did not stop a war, but they definitely don't deserve to be called snowflakes. Especially not from a giant generation of, let's just keep it real. Every time I hear this snowflake shit, it comes from some conservative fucking white guy who's lived in Lily White Land, safe land for fucking 20 years, and at the same time has 9 guns because he's scared Pookie gonna show the fuck up in his Lily White suburb. Right, that's just the fucking truth. And then they really calling kids snowflakes is because their kids are braver. They go down in the city, and they live in the city, and they thrive in the city, and they do it surrounded by diversity. So they get all this flack and shit, not because they're snowflakes, but because they're fucking better than you. That's just the truth. They're better than you. And it enrages me, like people just sit there and they're like, oh, they're the snow because they got participation awards in school. Right. First of all, if going through hard times was so fucking great and magnificent, I got a news flash for you. All the black people, all the country people, all the country boys, all the motherfucking poor people in this country would be the richest people in America. They would be the richest fucking people on earth. They're not. The people who are rich are the people who don't go through shit. You think Donald Trump Jr. knows what it's like to struggle? Hell fuck no. Shit enrages me to listen to somebody try to act like going through hard times makes you an entrepreneur. That has nothing to do with entrepreneurship. You don't need to be brave for accounting. You don't need to be brave to file a fucking LLC. You don't. And those fucking kids, they've done more for the United States of America than many of their pathetic suburbanite fucking brethren, or parents, I should say, who haven't done shit. They rebuilt downtown Detroit, and you fucks came down there to ruin it for them. Bringing the Pistons down there so then the taxes get so high they can't even afford to fucking live or have their own little businesses. And he call them snowflakes. Oh, that snowflake, there's a snowflake generation. They're so snowflakey. Shut the fuck up. Yo ass live in an all fucking neighborhood that looks exactly like you. And I watch these white kids around Arabs and Chaldeans and Jews and black people and all these different kind of races. They got way more fucking balls than you do, pops. Anyway, that's my little rant about that. Millennials are not snowflakes. They're one of the bravest generations in America. They've done more for their country than their country ever did for them, because we let them wallow in a bunch of fucking debt. And we still, we literally gave them college loans that were not bankruptible. And we stand around, we talk shit to them. We poisoned that generation. And we talk shit to them because they snowflakes. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, go live in your fucking suburbs with your 19 guns because some boogie boogie nigga might show up and rob your lily white ass. Why watch a young woman who owns a pie shop in downtown Detroit and has no motherfucking gun. No fucking gun. Stand around motherfucking thugs. Anyway, shit pisses me off. I talk to y'all later. Truck Driver 101, Break 19. In Break 19, I say whatever I want. Talk to you later.